Oh, a sound of great things I have in me, the burning fire.
Fit of practicing. I spoke to you that having a quiet time is setting a time in your day to fellowship with God, to word, meditation, and prayer. Hallelujah. And it has to be daily. That quiet has to be daily. Having quiet time once every 2 days or once every week, it has to be daily. You set in the day. Some people have times in the morning, some have theirs in the afternoon, some in the evening. But whatever, there must be a daily time as a Christian to fellowship with God. In this place. Are we together in this place? Yeah. So you set the time to fellowship with God. And there are great benefits to the person who engages in great benefits. Power. You'll be amazed at the benefits that you get in practicing quiet time. Hallelujah. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Number regular and consistent practice of quiet time helps a healthy spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Write that down. It helps us to have a healthy spiritual growth. Praise the Lord. See, there are a lot of people who want to do things for God. Hallelujah. Christians who have big missions, big confessions. I am God. God takes permission from me before he wakes up. See, they begin to say all kinds of things. Very powerful. I mean, very. But you get to know that most of these people who are running around doing all these kind of things, many of them lack root. They lack healthy spiritual growth. Hallelujah. And practicing your quiet time is a great way to grow healthily. Grow as a healthy Christian. Hallelujah. Whenever, let's go to the word of God before I talk. Job, let's go to the book of Job. Job 23 verse 12. NIV. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my daily bread. Hallelujah. He says that I have not departed from the words of God, and I have treasured the words of God, or the words of his mouth, more than my daily bread. Read this. I think it took me some days to be able to get myself away from the scripture. This is a man called Job making a declaration or telling us who he is. And he says that I never departed from the commands of God's lips. I've treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily. There must be this enchant, or there must be this hunger when it comes to God's word above our daily necessity. The word daily bread there is not talking about a loaf. All right? 2 cedis loaf of bread. He's talking about all the things that feed me. All things that add up to my life. Everything that add up to my life. That is my, for example, he's talking about maybe profession. He's talking about what he has in his account. He's talking about friends. He's talking about family. He's talking about everything. He says that comes to God's word, there's this thing that I have treasured it above all anything or all other thing. There's nothing in the world that can compete with the word of God in my life. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. And this will cause a man to have that hang, to begin to have a consistent daily fellowship with God. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, Father, I treasure your word above my daily bread. And then I pick up my Bible, put it on the table, or table, you put it on the floor, open my notebook, study the word, pray, take notes, and then get out of the room. Because I think first thing I have to do before I step out of town, I step into town, is to give God, which I treasure above my daily bread. Are we together in this place? This is a healthy Christian living. This is a Christian growth. You're growing as a healthy, not a Christian who goes days without prayer, who goes days without studying the word of God. Hallelujah. They only use an emergency button. When there is trouble, you know, because they call me in the times of trouble. God is not there for us to be in times of trouble. He's there for us to fellowship with. And whenever you fellowship with God, the ultimate beneficiary is you. Because if God says, worship me, and if God is telling you that, study the word to know how great I am. When you know how great God is, that's bigger. Does he become greater? No. Understanding, you begin to know that God that I serve is greater. Regardless what I meet in my journey, of cannot overwhelm me. So whatever that you study about God is for your own benefit. Why do you think a Christian gets scared of a witch? The moment a Christian is scared of a witch, it means that Christian does not know God. Are we together in this place? Why can a Christian come to a point where he's scared of his future? It's very simple. He does not know God. So when we fellowship with him, we become the ultimate beneficiaries. Hallelujah. And you see, this fellowship should be a fellowship that you have your daily bread. Hallelujah. See, when we say somebody is the breadwinner for the family, it does not mean he goes to compete and win bread. It means that he's the one who takes care of the family. Are we together? So the daily bread here refers to takes care of you. All right? Come on, hallelujah. And he says, I treasure it above my daily bread. It means he treasures above my bread. He says, I treasure it above my daily bread. You have to work at 4 a.m. You've got to win. To fellowship with the Lord before you step out. Hallelujah. At 8, you have to sit down. I'm not talking about rush hour. No. When a Sunday crowd is worse, you are in a hurry to go to church. So Sunday, you iron your things. Oh, I'm late. Then you come to church. You know you have to pray in the house before you come to church. You have to pray. I'm not talking about fathers. I'm going to take me, oh, Father, help my life. No. You have to speak in tongues like 30 minutes. Go into the word of God and come from the house fired up. The things in you, if you take them serious, I'm telling you, it's a moment in life. Hallelujah. Yeah. You left around 2:30. That's why I couldn't come at 7. Because when I woke up at 7, 8, I said, hey, I'm starting church at 8. And I said, I want to be in church every time, once I pray. So I said, okay, then let me get up and go and bath. No, I woke up at 5. About 5, and I prayed. So it's 6. Sleep a little bit. I'll never make that mistake again. So I was going to pray like, I'm going to sleep like 30 minutes. So I need to prepare myself. So last 7, I'll be in church. In the morning, I slept at 6, so 30 minutes. I woke up 7, 8. I say hallelujah. Yes, it's Sunday. You are coming to church, but you have to still pray. Become a holy Christian. Are you understanding that? This is the life of holiness. Because holiness means to be sacred. All right? To be apart. You do things because you are set apart. A normal human being. You see, a normal human being who does not believe in the Lord can get up and go to work because he doesn't have God. Ephesians, he says that they are in the world without hope. So a people or a person can be in the world without God. They have different way of... The moment you become a Christian, you survive by... You understand what I'm talking about? So you begin to go by the lines of God. Pastor Chris said, we play by different set of rules. The rules that govern the unbeliever does not govern us. Are we together in this place? So a Christian is to pray when he wakes up. Upon going to bed, he has to pray. In fact, you have to actually pray yourself into sleep. And yourself to wake up. How many of you have ever woke up and you are praying already? You woke up and you are... Yeah. So sweet. It means you're actively alive. And then you are praying asleep. You know, that thing happens a lot when you are fasting. Yeah. Tell him, but just lie down on my back and look into the ceiling and pray. Is that? How many of you were fasting, you prayed, you slept and your mouth was wide open? The Bible says, open your mouth. And I will feel. Hallelujah. So there is the need for us to treasure the word of God. Now, let's come to the point I spoke to you about. Regular practice of quiet time helps us to have a healthy spiritual growth. Let's get to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. So get rid of all evil behavior. You see? He says, get all evil behavior. That means a Christian can have evil behavior. I'm talking about healthy spiritual this thing. Hallelujah. He says, get rid of all evil behavior. That means we can get rid of all evil behavior. Then he begins to list them. Be done deceit. Don't be a deceiver. Hallelujah. You can't be a Christian and be deceiving people. The Bible says, get rid of all behavior. And with all deceit, hypocrisy. You know what hypocrisy is? Pretending to be something when you are not. I love you. Yeah. And at the back say, I will kill you. It's hypocrisy. So he says, be with hypocrisy. Then the Bible says, jealousy and all unkind speech. When you say things, it tends the anger of people. You say it, you don't care. The Bible says, stop it. How to get in? Come on. So a Christian found making unkind speeches. Put King James there. No, amplify. Put amplify there. So if a Christian is not growing in a healthy way. It's like a spiritual koshoko is doing the person. I understand that. So he says that. So put aside every trace of malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander and hateful. You know, slander somebody. To attack the reputation of the person, to backstab the person with your words. You stop that. Next verse. No, go back to NLT. Go back to NLT. No, verse. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk. So he is not saying you are. I know a lot of people use this scripture to have the milk word, the bone word, and the whatever word it is. So you see here the Bible is talking about. Children, they take the milk of that's useless. No milk in the word. There's no bone in the word. There's not the word. Yes, hallelujah. Say we are born again, God will give you milk. It's not like that. The Bible says, as newbies, it's the use of as and like is what? Mentally. Similarly. So it is similarly here. So like newborn babies desire milk. You, a Christian, you don't desire milk. You desire them to grow. That's what they say here. Do you understand? So it says, as newborn baby, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of vision. I can teach on this for 2 years. He says that you must crave, there must be the craving pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. As I'm saying, quiet time. It helps us to what? It helps us to have a healthy spiritual growth. As you study the word of God, as you wake up in the morning, 1 hour with the word of God. All right? And to pray, what are you doing? You are actually the word of God. And what is the outcome? The outcome is that you are going to grow into a full sense of salvation. All the package of salvation, you will experience everything in salvation. When you find a Christian who is jealous, when you find envy, who slanders people, who talk about people, who backstabs people, a hypocrite, it's very simple. Person does not have a healthy spiritual growth. If the person that is fine, but if somebody is a Christian who slanders people, who is envious of people, who talks anyhow, who makes speech, the Bible says that such a person has not grown. And the way to get that out of your life, the way to get that thing out of your life is to crave the word of God. The moment you have a desire for God's word, all evil behavior will automatically be leaving you. God does not want us to stop doing things. No, he wants us to get the word. And when the word gets, by virtue of our growth, those things will not have a grasp on us again. Are we together in this place? Come on, are we together in this place?
Yeah.
So the Bible says, crave, desire. As a baby is hungry for milk. You know, how many of us have ever seen a baby hungry for milk before? You do. Kids will cry and all of that. And the mothers have developed a strategy. You know, and the babies too have developed a strategy. So all kinds. Somebody gave birth and the milk was not coming. Yeah, the milk was not coming. They have to squeeze the bread because the baby needs the milk. So now the mothers are giving Inkolak and father lack and say all the lack. That's why children are not growing well these days. Yeah. You have so much lack, lacking in their lives. Man, yeah. According to medical science, you should feed a baby with at least 18 months. 1.5 years. Yes, 12 months, 18 months. Yeah. Yeah, 1 year, 6 months. That's right. Exclusive, 6 months. Only breast milk. Only breast milk, exclusive water. They gave birth. When my sister gave birth, the doctor said exclusive whatever. My mother didn't talk. Went to buy Vortic. When the doctor left, put some on the cap. Off the baby, and the baby there. He said, "Obre, obre, I know my arm is yellow." Then, because the baby took it, it means that they're coming in home. I know a lot of people like that. I said, no, you can't. The doctor, they will say, "Oh, yes, we'll not give. When the moment, man, the baby pure taber 5, you know. So they've developed a strategy. But listen, then we can't develop a strategy to grow. You can't say, no, the word is like that. It's either you eat it or you don't eat anything else. And the very moment you get an appetite for the word, it will show in the way you do things. How to get in this place? You find a Christian who doesn't respect. You find a who thinks evil. You find who sought people. You find a Christian who fights elders. And all of that is very simple. I will not be sure. Some of you here, you are here. You can say anything. You're angry. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. Any elderly person will say anything. Say, "My friend, get away from there. Who do you think you are? If you mean the way I will sound you." Yeah. There are young men like that. But they are Christians. The Bible says we have to get rid of. And the way we get rid of that is to feed. You see, it's too powerful and too sweet that when you taste it and you eat it, nothing. You see, eating good food in your homes, it's very difficult for someone to cook for you to enjoy. But if you are from a house the moment you go to somebody's house and the person knows how to cook a little, you don't want to go home again. See, I went to a place with the mother, and the mother has warned the child not to eat from anywhere because the mother does not know. So when they went to visit their friend, the aroma was everywhere. And you know the African parent, there's a way when they are with people, they talk with their eye. Yeah. So they were done. And then they asked the woman, the woman said, "No, it's fine." And then said, "Junior, will you eat?" Then the mother said, "Will you eat?" And the boy is sitting down. Knows that he will be king. The aroma too is everywhere. Then the woman came. "Oh, Junior, eat something. Eat." Then he brought the food. "Oh, please, allow your son to eat." "So, have I told you not to eat?" Chairman said, "Mama, please, beat me." Finish me. I can't leave this delicious meal and go. That is it. Come from a house that cook very well. You don't care what who is cooking. You will become very selective when it comes to eating. Or especially if you have to cook. Is there anybody that can cook for you? Understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. In the same way of God is so sweet that when a consistent eating of the word, there's nothing that will be sweet outside the world. You see, there are people who rush to go to church just because they can hear the word of God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, and they don't really, it's Sunday, but you have to eat a little bit. It's very simple. There hasn't been the imbibition of the word, the eating of. So the moment we continue eating, we begin to have healthy spiritual growth. And he says you will grow into experience of salvation. The package of believing in Jesus, you get saved. And it is your constant word of God that brings you to a point of full experiencing salvation. You begin to experience salvation in every form. The healing in salvation, because there are Christians very powerful, but they are sick. They love God, but they are sick. Or everything Jesus procured for us, as you take in the word of God, you experience it fully. You are not here with me. You will experience fully. You meet those Christians who say, just I don't believe in Jesus. Did I even say Christians in the first place? It's easy to find people who believe in God, but they don't believe in Jesus. Yeah. Because God does not save. It's Jesus that saves. Come on. Hallelujah. And that's what Jehovah's Witness did. One time somebody came to me and we're talking, and the Jehovah's Witness says, like, you are with your father. And then we say, we worship you, Jesus, and all of that. He's telling us how it is. So you are with your father, and then somebody comes home, and the person comes in and is giving, showering all the, you can't be more carnal than this, showering all the praise to the son, and the father of the house is there. So I said sarcastically, it's not the father who died for me, the son who died for me. So it's a big house, and a son came to pay my school fees. When I go, I don't thank the father, I thank the son. I said, no, it is only God that we must worship. But the father, the son is the one who died for me. It's not the father, he didn't die for me. And the way I was saying that, the guy on my face, Stanley. Hey, I'm quoting this like this is the height of blasphemy. Yeah. Okay, so you are a potential Jehovah's Witness. Do you understand? Then I say, you know what, let's get into the Bible says, for God, for the Father loveth the Son and has given all things to the Son. When you thank God, he's angry. That you the Bible. He is actually saying, thank the Son, don't thank me. So if the Father says, when you come home, just whatever I do for you, come and thank the Son. What's your problem now? Then he said, no, it's like, I'll come back and then I'll bring you more explanation. And guess what? He never. So full experience of salvation, you become a built Christian. A Christian that has built muscles. Hallelujah. When it comes to are there, you love as Christ loves. You honor as Christ honors. Your whole totally changed. You see, there are testimonies of people. They'll tell you, before I became born again, I was a fornicator. One will tell you, before I became born again, I was a thief. One time at the market, some people were fighting over, you know, those people, they call match, you know. Yeah, the women there. So when you are coming with your goose, then they will run after the car. So this one, it was cassava. Bag of sacks of cassava. And this one. And another woman came to take it. And the one who was at fault began insulting the woman. And the woman said, "Me now give it." Then suddenly, she stood. That is a total transformation. Because I say, "You, I will beat you flat." He didn't say, "We'll fight." He said, "I will beat you flat. I will beat you to the point that you start eating sand." That's what the woman. And you look at the woman standing there. An elderly woman. David, Mayo. A total transformation. formation. A lot of people have different perspective when it comes to Christianity and stuff. People think believing in Jesus means you are rich. Believing in Jesus means that he's going to give you a job. No, please, no. Believing in Jesus, your life will be changed from within to without. Your desires change. Hallelujah. See, some people were angry because their pastor has and has not been giving them job. He's not connecting them. And I said, when you came to church, the man there, what's his name? Square pastor. I said, just go to the dictionary and type pastor and see the meaning of if you will find a connector to jumps inside. It's very simple. He comes to preach the word of God. So when people have that, they get disappointed. They get disappointed.
He told me that you told me. When I was told you didn't say pastor, that's not pastor.
Are you happy? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. So what you do is that your heart is going to be transformed by the word of God. Of course, God gives us the other gifts. But the most important thing is that your heart will be changed. You can't be a Christian for 5 years and still be cursing people. You cannot be a Christian for 10 years and you're still battling with your... Are we together in this place? It takes the word of God to bring a total change and a total transformation in a man's life. Because the word of God is that powerful that it can take a gun from a hand of an arm robber and cause the person to come and preach the word of God. There is no situation, there is no person that has been too deplorable that the word of God cannot change. The scriptures. Hallelujah. The word has the power to correct any bending issue in. Yeah. What he has to do is that he has to just give the word of God a chance in his life. The word will trim down it. Hallelujah. The word will straighten us. The word will straighten your focus. Are we together in this place? The word of God will direct your steps on the right path. You can never believe in the word of God and end up anyhow. This place. So it is not something that we come with, like, you know, oh, like the Bible, we are going to church. There are a lot of people who have a disgrace in the church. Why? Because it's not the word of God. How together in this place? All around the world, not all around, in every church, we have some of them there. Somewhere, somehow, they are not okay. You see that the word of God comes and people are responding, their lives are changing, and they're always where they are. I pray for you that in this, you begin this serious life of quiet time, be changed. Come on, you didn't receive that. I say your life will be changed. Yeah. A total transformation. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word again. Let's go to Matthew 7. See, the Lord Jesus, he says, our lives can be built on the word. When a man, 24, when a man takes into account the practice of the word. This is what Jesus says the person will become. He says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it, like a person follows it, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Hallelujah. Yeah. Put NIV there. A solid rock. NIV uses foundation. Therefore, everyone these words of mine and puts them in practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Next verse. The rain down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not. It's a very powerful thing because it has its foundation on the rock. Are we here together? Anybody who creates an avenue for the word, like having quiet times, consistent Bible study and all of that, and begins to pray, this is what Jesus himself says, since life will become. Jesus is very wonderful. He did not say that essence came and we came and they enjoyed. He says, first of all, the rain came down, the stream rose and the blew and beat for against it. That means, first of all, notice, the very moment you're starting your quiet time to put the word of God to work, it'll come at you, against you. But what will make you know
that you have grown is that you will not be beaten down. You can be beaten again or beaten down. And the Bible says the wind blew whatever and it did not fall because it had foundation on the rock. See, when you begin to have quiet time, you grow spiritually. You become tougher. You can, issues will not overwhelm you to the point that you are broken down. Just putting the word of God to work and to practice. Are we together in this place? Come on, are we together in this place? So the more we put the word of God into practice, the more strong. Creating avenues for the word of God. Hallelujah. Creating avenues. How many of us know that there's something called audio Bible? Like you listen to song, you can just listen to scriptures throughout the day. And I'm telling you, your life can only be better. Your life can only be better. So we give our minds to the word. One of the avenues for the word is actually what? Quiet time. As we give that avenue, this is what happens. Our lives become so that it cannot be broken down or beaten down by any kind of storm. Hi-ya-ya, hallelujah. You know, the man who sang, it is well, he was on his way for missions. And he got that everything he labored for, I think he was a lawyer or something. He just told this one, like everything. Then he wrote that song. He didn't go and see. He went to the missions. When I read about church history and the people, I sometimes wonder, hey, I'm like, are we Christians? No. If you have the words, paste the words there. And you will see that kind of put in the song. I was watching a video when Reverend Pastor Eastwood Anaba, Papa Eastwood said that he was just about to go and preach. Then he received a call. He was told that his two daughters have died, biological daughters, in an accident. And four of his church daughters also died in the accident. Six! And then the pastors came. I said, no, you preach. We are very sorry. Let's get maybe Pastor Darcy to come and preach so that we can. Then he said that he told them, if it is a church member whose children died and I'm still having this conference, would I preach or not? Then all just say, get away. He said he preached powerfully. And he did not shed tears. He did not say, oh my, he power delivered people here and there. And he said that day, the power of God was very strong in the place. Bishop Dark was having Easter something, crusade. And he was told that his son, medical doctor, is dead. He still preached. And people were getting healed in the meeting. Hallelujah. Pastor Abel Damina was in this conference. He was going to preach. And so his daughter, one of his children, daughter or whatever, has gotten kidnapped. And you have to preach. He said, the moment I grabbed the microphone, I even forgot that I have an issue. The power of God was strong in that. It when you hear, it takes a certain level of something. A certain level of something. Be able to do these things. Right now, I'm here. You know, my son is missing. And I'm still preaching, laying hands, and people are falling. That's what the Bible says, that the rain came down. Are we together? The streams rose and the winds blew against it, but it did not fall. Hallelujah. It takes a certain level of something. Certain level to be able to. Do you have the words? Put it there. Let's look at it. That's the man. His name is what? I forgot. When you are done, find his name for me. Did they put it there? Let's look at the words. It takes a consistent something with God to be able to come to that point where nothing can break you. I remember when Pastor Chris, the wife divorced. Not Pastor Chris who divorced the wife. It was the wife who went to court and divorced him. He divorced Pastor. Can you imagine that? It's something I still don't think, I can't think about. Because if I'm a woman, if Pastor Chris wants to marry me, he does not want to have everyone to see me again. Just that I'm his wife. I'm serious. Yeah, I'm not just anybody. I'm Pastor Chris's wife. But anyway,
then he and listen, the day he addressed the matter, then he said, oh, he even has healing school, he's good sick. Something about these guys. Something about these guys. Only school fees. You won't be a Christian again. My God. So I won't be a Christian again. Why? The sister did not talk to me well in the church. You don't have quiet time. That's why you're talking like that. You'll grow. Oh, where's the words? Put the words there. Yeah, you don't have quiet time. That's why you are saying those kind of things. Hallelujah. Small thing. Somebody just, I'm not, please, I'm not interested. I'm not going to church. I'm not interested. Something on the cell leader's page. The people were traveling. They were in the car. They were traveling for cell meeting. Cell meeting. No, you're too quiet. In China, there are who walk here to Sumumi for cell meetings. You want church, you have to. Sometimes they have church in fact. Because bro, for nipana ye bro ni kakaka or boy in fin fin on the answer in the bro no chada. It never gets there. I'm talking about, and that is how people grow. So now look at it. It says, when peace like a river attend. Now, when sorrows like sea to roll, whatever my Lord means that. This life I've come to, whatever my portion is in, then he says, you have taught me to say it is. Oh! My God. You are told your company has caught fire. Your house caught fire. This one, that. And then you write on the sea. Hey! When peace like a river. And he uses the sea that he was on to even be. Then he says, when sorrows come like a sea roaring at me. You have taught whatever my lot is. The lot means my portion. Whatever I get. He didn't say, oh, in the name of Jesus, I'll tell whatever there is. You have taught me to say, it is well. Then he says that, it is well. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Then go to the next one. He said, though Satan should buffet. Buffet means to hit. Though Satan should hit her. Though trials should come to understand. All right. Then he says, let this blessed assurance control. Ha ha. Hallelujah. These are words that we have to learn. We don't have to sing. Let this blessed assurance, let this blessed assurance control that. This is the assurance that Christ has regarded my helplessness. That means when I was a sinner. And he shed his own blood for my soul. And that is why it is well with me. Debbie, I told somebody, will you speak a little for me? So though Satan should hit hard, and all kinds of trial are coming, there is this assurance ruling the whole system. Jesus Christ died for my sins, and now I'm saved. So it is well with me. Hallelujah. We can sing it, but we don't understand it. If you don't have time and don't have fellowship life, you never point. I was watching television some years ago, and one lady who said he was a mega church pastor in the US says that closed down the church. Mega church, 1,000 members. Says she's closed down the church. Why? She was asking God for something about his son, and he was keeping on. God was not doing it. He concluded there is no God. So she closed down the church. And I said, look at you. Some people's life, some people even died in the process, believing God. But it takes a certain level of rootedness to stand and say this. How to get in this place? So Jesus says that he who hears my words and does them. So create an for hearing the word and practicing the word, which is one, quiet time. Consistently. Daily. And praying. Studying. Praying. Studying. Praying. For a month, you may not see. Sometimes for a year, you may not see the change. But one day you will come out and pop up. And the way you handle, you are like, wow, my life has changed. My life has totally changed. I'm growing. Hallelujah. It comes through the avenue of God's word. You cannot be walking around like that and just be glued to God to the point that you can make these solid declarations just by walking around. No, it can't work. It can't work. A solid life of quiet. Imagine. Hey, my. Let me show you something. 24 Proverbs 10, Amplified. It is well. Put a scripture there. If you are slack, stress, your strength is limited. Put King James there. I don't even know who quoted that. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. NLT. Say, I'm getting tough. He said, you fail under pressure. Strength is too small. Right there in the Bible. Right there. That when there is pressure. Listen, I said to the Father, I'm growing. I'm proud of myself that I'm growing. The Bible says, if you fall or if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. And that's what the Lord Jesus is saying. Look, Jesus says in Matthew, the same this thing. Go down. Matthew 7, fall down. We will come back to this in 14. Put the Matthew there. Go to the next verse. 26. Who hears these words of mine and does not put practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. So the one who hears his words, one who does not create avenues. All right, he goes to church every day, he hears the word, doesn't practice it, doesn't care about it, he forgets the word the very moment he steps out of the church, his normal life, comes again Wednesday evening to hear it again, doesn't put it to work, doesn't have a time of fellowship, doesn't pray to the Lord and all of that. The Bible says that person is a fool who is building his house on sand. Ah, hallelujah. When a builds his life without using the word of God, the Bible says it's a life on sand. I don't know how much I can let you understand that. It is actually a house. The Bible says like somebody who builds his house. So it actually means it's what? It's a house. Builds his house on a sand. Say, I don't build my house on sand.
I don't build my house on sand.
I don't have people here. Say, I don't build sand.
I don't build my house.
Come on, say, I don't on sand. One more time. I don't build my house on sand. Next verse. 27. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell great crash. King James has a very wonderful... Put King James there. So, when somebody is not building his life, on the word, what the Bible says, and great was the fall of it. Great was the when we hear the word and we don't put it into practice and we don't create out which we can put the word into practice. This is what happens. A person can build his life, become a doctor, put a gun at his own brain, consultant, and blast it. And write a note that I couldn't something, figure it out in life or what. He's there like he has it all, but the person is never joyful. This thing about the word of God that it does to us, it makes us more tough when pressure comes. And that's why Proverbs says 24:10 says that you are small. If you fall in the day of adversity, in the day of pressure, when you fail, in the day of pressure, you have not built enough strength. Hallelujah. If you fail in the day of adversity, you've not strength. Say, I will not fail. Come on, say, I will not fail. Neither will I fall in the day of adversity. Yeah. Practice the word. Practice the study of the word. And practice creating avenues for God. How much is it to wake up and begin to talk to? How many of us actually prayed this morning? How many of us spoke to God this morning? Lift your hand. Let God see you. Okay. So, Christians in this house. Yeah. And was it hard? God said, just speak in words you don't understand, I'll be fine. He made it so, this thing for you. Just say it. If you don't know what to say, just open your mouth, say something you don't know. All right, that's it. That's right. It's coming. It's coming. Create avenues for the world. Hallelujah. Quiet time helps us to be transformed by the word. Hallelujah. So it helps us to be transformed by the word of God. Constantly practicing daily quiet time brings us under the transfer of the scriptures. When you are constantly having your quiet time, engaging the word of God in your quiet time, come under the transformation power of the word. See, God cannot change a man. God cannot, this is God, cannot help a man who is not submitted to the word of God. Are we together? Because what used to help you? His power is his word. Hallelujah. What God is going to use to change you? Praise the Lord. It's his word. So we come under the transformative power of the word of God. As we give ourselves word, the word begins to change forms. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The word changes us in all forms. See, don't be depressed because you're well. Stick to the word. My. Preach something one day here in this church and I have it. He said that when Egypt was seriously in science, in weapons and all of that, at that same time, God was giving laws to his people. Thou shalt not doubt this. That, what is this? People are going to war. He's not perturbed. He said, just eat the word. Think about it. People are, you know, and Egypt, science and all of that, it really had root in Egypt. And from there, it went to the Egypt superpower of the world at that time. All people were slaves there. Finally, God desires to get them out. He gets them out successfully. Instead of giving them weapons, he takes them through his journey and giving them laws. It will not make sense. Why every other person is progressing and I have to constantly be getting the word of God, studying the word of God. He made a statement one day. He said that the substance of the Gentiles will come to you pretty wrongly. So it means the world people, no. You'll get cancer, I will heal you. It's that simple. Because this, the world is not root. No, it's power with the world. So when he has properties and he's dying, we become the lifeline to their death line. Are we together? Yeah. God cannot be teaching us like Egyptians. No. We are the people of God. And he wants to train his people for war. He gives them words. He does not give them weapons. Are we together in this place? And that is how the word of God built. And Israel never could be beaten down. Except when they all took the word. They never lost the battle as long as they had the word of God with them. The moment they forsake the word or they forsake the Lord, the Bible says they are always beaten. We read a scripture in Jeremiah chapter 2, I think 14. He says that is Israel a slave? Is he meant to be defeated? Put this up there. Is Israel meant to be beaten down? Why has this thing happened? He says, why has Israel become a slave? Why has he hid away as a plunder? As a plunder. Next verse. 15. Strong roared against him, and the land has been destroyed. Are now in ruins, and no one lives in them anymore. This is not my Israel. That's what God is saying. The very moment they had the word of God, they are always on fire. They are always unbeatable. Hallelujah. As you avenues in your quiet time, you fellowship with the word of God. This scripture becomes real. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's get in there. All scripture is given by God, and it is profitable Alright? That's the weapon. It has the ability cause profit. That is profitable. It is profitable. It's two words put together. It has the ability of profiting together. So if it is profit for doctrine, and I wrote this, the word doctrine talks about a body of teaching that instructs king. A body of teaching, that's the word doctrine, the word used doctrine there. Body of teaching that lacks our thinking, comma, a way of life. Conduct. So when we engage in quiet time delivers to us a body of truth together. That's the doctrine that instructs the way that Christians who think wrongly. The moment you begin to have your quiet time, the word of God view a body of truth affects the way you think. Are we together in this place? Yeah. You begin to see life differently. You will not be like the man who is walking around with you will see life differently. Say, I'm doing life the word way. Yeah. Scriptures are profitable for doctrine. And the Bible says proof. The word reprove there means for evidence. So the word, when a man begins to read the word of God, have his quiet time, all right? Wakes up, open his Bible. You can't be wake up and say you are not praying. You get out of the you got. That's not prayer. That's not prayer. You know, people get up with them when they sit on the bed. What's that? Yeah, they just get, they sit. Then when they sit and they put their a sign of some people they do like this. Some will do. What's that? No. You get up in the morning intentionally raw. Deva lama suka talabaya belembraga dele e paragosa talaba embolbo shaba paliga dalaba sundelebe akatalaba laba shata embarabada badaba sata. Sometimes do that. You begin to prophesy into the day. Begin to push every seed that is meant for it. You begin to push it back. Are we together? You can't be a Christian. You are walking grass, then you die. By the time you get up, you are dead. No.
No.
No. Never happened to me. Hallelujah. Daddy Justice was coming from Cape Coast or somewhere. And four boats in the tide, not even one was on the tide. From Cape Coast, wherever, drove to the house. And Daddy does not drive like me. Speed to the house. And when you go home, yeah. No. I'm nothing near your car. The calves, the what? The man came home. They said, the moment he got to his arm, started hearing chicka. Ah, what is that? Let me get home and check. He go and saw that there's no single boat latter. There is something about men who know I can't be diving. I have they say, oh, died in accident. No, please. That is father. He said, I don't die foolish death. His father, he said, I don't die. Say me the harm. He said, why is he me die, man? Sorry. Many accident. It's a foolish death. How can a man talk like that? Then you mean kwaname before I go to the Lord. How to get in this place? Yeah. So you get up in the morning, you study the word, you have your before you move out. Even if you're a student, lectures begins at 7. It means that you have to wake up at 5. By the time you get into the class, you're already smoking. It's coming from your ear, coming from your seated. If they have eye and they are seated, you see like an entity has come into the room. Kabaya, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. A being has come inside. Glory to God. We are not normal like that, though. No, we are not human beings. No, we are not human beings. Praise the name of the Lord. We are agents of fire. We are ministers of fire. Fire and light. That's what the Bible says. The devil himself can come a minister of light. That means we are ministers of light. Wherever we are, there is a radiating glory. Mostly. Quiet time. Let me talk about quiet. It comes from us. It comes from us. You can't take a man who knows God to juju and kill him. It doesn't work like that. But you can kill a But you can't kill a who is always at the feet of the Lord. It can never happen. It will never happen. When we're going to have Jatra, when I went, the man I went to see, the man told me that, oh, let's go and see the one who takes over the town. I thought we were going to the king, the fetish priest. But you should take your child. I said, no, we are standing here. You come out. Yeah, and you see this God, his face is looking like a mother dog, looking like a God. All of that. No, if you can't have, come and preach here. If you want to preach here, you have to give us a chicken and all of that before we ask the gods if they will give you. Just Japatra here. Then I say, okay. Then I call my brother. I call doctor. I say, really? Woman bought them. It's just 3 days we'll do. The whole place. When we're going to the place, the man had run. It's just, the place is just Adesu here. He had run to Togo. 3 days. We are something. You know, you don't get. We are something. There's this book, Occult Grand Christ or something like that. And the man was stating that, where you Christian who is on fire? You can't be an occult person and go close to the person. That is why he became a Christian. What at all these people have that makes them like that? There's no power in the world that can beat them down. We are something. That you are in a company that hates on you and the person begins to bewitch you and then your tummy has swollen. Are you a child of God? Madiko Sapataya. Power in the world that can beat the child of God who stays at the feet of God daily. And that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. And the word is our evidence. You're just walking around, walking. There was a brother who was here 19 years. Church like 2-3 times and they killed him flat. I went to see the mother. The mother does not know they have gone to bring a fetish priestess to come and do things. No, it can't happen to you. You are in this church. We are there walking here and there. You are not coming. They say, well, where are you coming? Man? They invited us. We didn't go. I don't do funerals. Hallelujah. Sit at the feet of the word. Hallelujah. Daddy shared a testimony. Still alive here in Isawim. She was selling Diawa no Diawa. You know Diawa no Diawa. And something. And he, or they call, say, Kuma, your friend is there. Go for it. To whom was it? Was a Kumasi. And they were going and the car crashed. Like, and the woman said, Jesus. And when the car somersaulted, whatever, they're standing on one hill like that, one hill, with the thing on the Drawano, Drawano was on the head. Not even one had fallen down. What are you talking about? Hallelujah. Jesus vanished here from the car. You are there, you are. Bam. He said, what has happened? He said, I died. Christians don't die in accidents. Hallelujah. Come on, yeah, in the bolaka telebe, tongues, you know, is powerful than chanting. Yeah, when those are called out, oh, where do you think they learned it from? Yeah. And then you are a Christian, you'll be walking, no reading Bible, no prayer. What? If it is kind and goes out. If no. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. There is an enablement that comes into your heart upon your life. And you rightly appropriate it. As you pray in your quiet time, as you get the word of God and you pray all of that, you become untouchable, into unbeatable. Are you understanding that? Yeah. The wind will come. But you'll still be standing strong. You'll still be standing strong. Last Friday, we read about a man called Daniel. They scheme all kinds of evil. It's not working. This is what it means. When somebody has a relationship with God. Sit down for a minute. I have about 15, 20 minutes more. Hallelujah. Yeah. Monkey was preaching in Nigeria. And some witch doctors got together. That they will cripple him. They don't fear grace. Almost two and a backfire. And the person started confessing, ordering them to carry him to the front for the man to save him. I did not even feel a pinch on me. Yeah, he didn't even feel a pinch on him. Daddy was having a crusade. And he said, I feel somebody's in the room. He's holding like a padlock. Okay. You try that again, they will bring you here. Yeah, he said it like that. The fact that you are doing that it means that you can hear us from the speakers. Do you be who try be me? Then he continued preaching. And they were carrying a man. You are a Christian. You want to just preach one small preaching to somebody. There you are. Then suddenly you say, I can't walk. Preach and not be having fellowship with God. But you pay for it. People too and this one mama. We went when I was young. I was not a Christian then. They took me to a church. When I was having all those kind of things, they took me to a church in Suhum. Oh, your mommy there. They call her sister. We were there. The woman was doing all kinds of jamborees. You know, people, you know those people there. They are doing all kinds of things. I'm there. I just heard something scratch my ear. In less than 2 minutes, my whole face was swollen. I started crying. Then they had to tell. She stopped the church. She said, they should bring me. One demon has had an encounter with me. My face was lit. Then this woman used herbs, bathed my face and all of that. So a few minutes, the thing went down. My face became very normal. He said, whenever we are doing this thing, pray. You people, bring her here, pray. Because we are having church. Like we are having church and the devil is also targeting people inside the church. Become strong spiritually. Hallelujah. Uji yesterday is instead of a dear drew. Are we together? Become strong spiritually. Prayerful. I am an amataya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. A lady was saying that they were going for evangelism. I'm going to do baby. I'm going to tell you how to make a shrine. Then the comfort came and said, oh, Manuel, the animal remedy. And then some were saying, we'll go. Some say we'll not go. So they ended up not going. Now, at the most row, then the man began to laugh. Then people were going for evangelism. They ran away. Think about it. Man, delibos. You're laughing? Really laugh, you will never stop laughing. My God, you will never stop laughing. You never stop laughing. Hallelujah. Apostle Benny tells of a story. He was preaching on this over witness, always arguing. And he'll be disrupting the service when he was in SHS. Apostle Benny. And he was talking this. They said, the next time you talk, you'll be speaking in tongues. You will fall down. You will tear yourself. Well, he says, it came out of my mouth like that. Then the lady started saying, that from not warning. Jehovah Witness. One time, there is something about us as Christians. I'm telling you. You can't be bullied spiritually. How together? This year, I'll teach you about the work of Satan and demons. You'll be shocked. A nice man, a nice lady is walking. They've changed everything. They've changed everything for him. He's just working like that. He's doing anything. He's not working. Today he's there. You have a dream. Somebody is sleeping with him. He will never stop the person. You know. When is hiding behind that? You won't lift your hand. Okay. So a couple of people. You are there. Some people just. Somebody come. You've not proposed to anybody. Comes and sleep with you. Rough, rough. What are you talking about? Meanwhile, you are born and you still go to church. This is not a pastor matter. Cook yourself. As you do what? Cook yourself. So it is for reproof, for correction. The word correction, it means to straighten up. To straighten up anything that has curved, like something that has bend whatever. Yeah. The word of God is able to. So the guy comes and say, I was talking to one guy. And he say, I was born that way. I was born that way. When I was born, I naturally, when I'm in school, I behave like a lady. I was born that way. And I said, okay. You that way. But Jesus can change it. The word of God can change anybody in this world. So that's the correction. It can straighten anybody. No matter how you are, you are a bad boy, you are whatever. You know, I don't have time for church. Those people, when the word of God is able to grab their neck, by the time he's done, so I don't know what maybe you are going through, whatever. But if you can give the word of God a chance in your life, be straightened up. It actually means you'll be correct. Hallelujah. The word can make you correct. It is for correction and for instruction in righteousness. That is another day's message. Instruction in righteousness. The word of God instructs you how to walk, how to talk, how to behave. Business. So you meet, you see, when you meet somebody, when you go to a house, na say if you honum no, or mom won na in Christo, the house is very sound. It's very like the when you get the place is very serene. And then you can get to a house, the father smokes. The mother is a drunkard. The senior brother is a woman. The junior brother is a scammer. Then this one, then you find one person in the family who is trying to become born again. Like the person is trying to love God. It's not working. They have everything. The atmosphere is not working. Hallelujah. What are you going to do that you're here? Decide that you're going to build your life on that righteousness. You are going to receive that instruction of God to live a life of righteousness. And how's that going to be? Make time. Daily. Hallelujah. Daily. Daily pray. Daily pray. I'll talk to you about personal all night. But daily pray. You're praying. You wake up. You're praying. That's where you begin. Don't have quiet time. Don't say you are going to pray 6 hours. What are you going to do in the prayer? Do you understand? The 6 hours, make it 6 days. Quiet time. Quiet time. The least should be like 1 hour. I know people say 15 minutes and all of that. I don't know what 15 minutes will do for my spiritual life. At least. Hallelujah. You can do like quiet time, like 2 hours. 1 hour prayer, 1 hour word. Are we together in this place? Yeah. You open your Bible, you're praying. They don't even know where their Bibles are. If you had your quiet time in that day and somebody comes and says, I need a Bible, just say, go to the table. That's where I left it when I had quiet time. Hallelujah.
I have in me the burden.